Warning, this podcast contains graphic details of murder and other offenses. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a new episode of Innocence Lost, Kids That Kill. I'm your host, Nicole, and on today's episode, we are going to discuss a 2009 case in which the perpetrator had the idea that she wanted to do a thrill kill, and what she did to this poor child as a child will make your skin crawl. All right, I'm going to give a brief trigger warning that this is child-on-child murder, as it does tend to trigger people, so just a warning there. Now, my sources for this week's episode are thecrimewire.com, an article off of murderpedia.com, and an article out of fox2now.com. I also was able to watch an episode of Deadly Women, which discussed this particular case. And we're going to start with the perpetrator. Because the perpetrator is a 15-year-old girl who had her own set of issues prior to murdering 9-year-old Elizabeth Olton, which was a neighbor of Alyssa and her families. Now, Alyssa was born on January 28th of 1994 to a teenage mother, Michelle, and father, Caesar. And like I said, she would eventually go on to live with her grandparents along with her 3 younger siblings. Now, Alyssa's mom had a criminal record, and Alyssa's father was in prison for assault. And Alyssa, over the years, would be described as violent, depressed, and angry at the world. And it seemed that the reason that she was angry at the world was because she didn't have her parents. She was being raised by her grandparents. And it would just snowball from there. So the day that we're going to start with is the day that Alyssa would dig 2 graves. Now, the original thought was that Alyssa dug these graves in order to murder her 2 brothers that she was consistently filming herself beating up on. And she would dig these graves on a school day off on a Friday afternoon and then just wait for an opportunity. And they believe that the opportunity walked in front of her 4 days later in the form of 9-year-old Elizabeth Olton, who was walking home from one of her friend's houses before the sun went down, because it would turn out that Elizabeth was terrified of the dark. And Alyssa would pounce on this opportunity to fill her desire of a thrill kill. Yes, you heard that right. 15 years old, had a unbelievable desire for a thrill kill. She just wanted to know what it was like to kill somebody, as she would tell friends. And when Elizabeth walked past her, she seized that opportunity. She would drag Elizabeth into the woods, beat, strangle, stab, and slit Elizabeth's throat, and would eventually go on to bury Elizabeth in the pre-dug graves that she had dug days prior. Now, after doing this, Alyssa would go to her journal and write in her journal, quote, "I just fucking killed somebody. I strangled them and slit their throat and stabbed them, and now they're dead. I don't know how to feel at the moment. It was amazing. As soon as you get over the, oh my God, I can't do this feeling, it's actually pretty enjoyable. I'm kind of nervous and shaky, though, right now. Okay, I gotta go to church now. LOL." End quote. Now, if you just shook your head like I did, like, what the fuck did I just read? Don't worry, you're not the only one. So, after killing the neighbor, Alyssa would get ready and get dressed and go to a church dance. Yes, a church dance. Now, during the time of this church dance, Elizabeth's family would get frantic. It was after dark. Elizabeth is terrified of the dark, and she's still not home. And they would call the police to help them look for their daughter. But little did the family know, unfortunately, it was too late, and Elizabeth would already be dead. Now, there really was no explanation. However, there were warning signs. There were warning signs in the fact that she had a YouTube page in which she listed a hobby as cutting. She had attempted suicide in the past and had been hospitalized for suicide attempts, and was a self-described, like I said, cutter. Now, another hobby she would list on her YouTube page was killing people. Now, why this didn't raise red flags and why YouTube didn't flag that is beyond me, but it's just one of those fucked up scenarios where, again, they could not figure out why she would do what she did. Now, the two holes still didn't make a whole lot of sense. It doesn't make sense why she dug two holes if she had only planned on killing one person. But again, they don't think she had the opportunity to kill who she wanted to kill. But again, she would not confess to that being who she wanted to kill versus who she actually killed. Now, a letter sent to the police department would lead the police officers to Alyssa. And Alyssa would ultimately confess to what she had done and lead the police to the shallow grave where Elizabeth was buried. And she would be arrested at that point and charged with first-degree murder and would appear in court for the first time on November 17th, 2009. And at that point, the judge decided, you know what? You're going to be charged as an adult here. Now, despite the fact that she confessed to what she had done, she would plead not guilty, which, again, makes absolutely no sense. You literally led police to the body, but you're going to sit here and say that you're not guilty. But that's that. So there would be several delays in regards to her trial. Her trial would not start at all. She ended up pleading guilty to the charge of second-degree murder and a charge of armed criminal action. If she had not pled guilty to those charges, she was facing trial on January 30th of 2012. So they would accept her plea, and Alyssa would confess to slicing Elizabeth's throat and strangling her with her bare hands and stabbing her 8 times. Now, her defense team, of course, tried to say, oh, it was the antidepressant Prozac that caused her to do this. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm sorry, but I'm not buying that the medicines were what caused her to do what she did. The girl was mentally disturbed. And it was just, ugh. So when she had talked to the cops and confessed, she told the cops ultimately she just wanted to know what it felt like. And what do I mean what it felt like? What it felt like to kill somebody. Now, she would be sentenced on February 8th of 2012 to life imprisonment with the possibility of parole plus a consecutive 30 years. Now, Alyssa would go on to try to appeal her own confession, which again makes no sense at all. So in 2022, Missouri legislature would pass a bill, Senate Bill 26. And this bill allows for a convicted murderer who was under the age of 18 that committed a crime to be paroled after only 15 years of incarceration. Of course, this now means that Bustamante will be granted a parole hearing that is scheduled for July of 2024. Now, again, why are we allowing child murderers to get out of prison? It doesn't serve any purpose other than to let them back on the street to possibly do the same thing again. And it boggles my mind how many people support child offenders getting out. Now, initially, she was to serve until 2054, which would have been her earliest parole date. But now she's looking at getting out next year, and she'll only be 30. So she still has a whole life to live where she snuffed the life out of a 9-year-old child. And I don't agree with it. I just don't. I think she should serve until 2054, but again, I am not the judge, jury. In this case, this is something that has to be taken up with when she does eventually face the parole board. Will she be denied or will she get out? I'm hoping that, like most offenders, she gets denied the first few times. And the reason I say this is because, I'm sorry, 15 years, you don't necessarily learn a lesson. And I don't think that she should be getting out. But again, that's neither here nor there, and I, again, am not the judge, jury, and executioner of that. So I want to know your thoughts on this. What do you think should happen to Alyssa? Should she get out? Should she be given a second chance? Or should she, you know, serve the actual minimum sentence that they were gonna give her, which was up until 2054 when she would be 60. I don't get it, but again, neither here nor there. I would like your thoughts on that. So go ahead and head over to Facebook at Innocence Lost, Kids That Kill, and I will add that to the show notes of this case. I want to know your opinion and what you think should happen. But again, we shall see. So with that, I am going to sign off on this case, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Innocence Lost, Kids Who Kill. I want to thank you for taking the time, again, out of your day to listen to my podcast. I do ask that you rate and subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. And you can find the podcast on Facebook at Innocence Lost, Kids Who Kill. And I will add that to the show notes. Until next time, have a great day, and I will see you again in 2 weeks. Bye.